Thought for today. If I hold a mediocre thought, it begets mediocre thoughts. If I hold a mediocre thought, it begets mediocre thoughts. You know what that means? If I hold unimportant thoughts, these are just going to bring more unimportant thoughts. Anita was telling us about a little girl who was riding down the cable at the Oasis. You climb up into this wooden tower, and then you put this U-joint over the top of the cable with a roller in it. You hold on to it, and you slide down on two hands, hanging on. And Anita was telling us how different people responded to it differently. Some of the kids, they just got down there, shooing, 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 just like nothing. It's just part of the game. And there was no thrill and no non-thrill. It was just to do it. But one of the girls had a little more difficulty with it. And she said she was going to do it, going to do it, going to do it. And then she said, oh, but I'm afraid. Well, she made it a mediocre ride, even though it was a glorious ride for her. Primarily because she said, I'm afraid. If she'd done it like the little other little kids did it, and just lifted up her legs and sailed down just like a rocket, she'd had a great time. But you see, we have mediocre ideas. Ideas that say, oh, we can't do it. Ideas that say, well, but, you know, maybe, but. We had a fellow we talked to yesterday, and every bit of the conversation was, I like this philosophy, but. I like this place, but. I like these people, but, you know. And I said, what is all this buts about? You know, what's that going to do for you, all these buts? And he said, well, I like this place, but there's so much I could do here. There's so much I'm a gardener, and I know how to make these places all beautiful and good, and I'd want to do this. And I like this place, but the vibrations are just fabulous here. They're just so wonderful here. But every but makes the whole thing mediocre. It makes it just sort of halfway. Not good, not bad, but just sort of halfway. No thrill to it. Nothing exciting about it, just sort of halfway. How many of us live our life like that? Living just sort of halfway. Have you ever thought about it? Have you ever thought about, well, here we go again about the people coming to the monastery and want to walk their spiritual life. They say, I will do everything that the rules say. I will do everything. I will do everything. And then they say, but you're picking on me, but you're giving me a hard time, but you're doing this thing. I say, hey, that's the name of the game. If I am going to play chess with you, you know what chess is? Where you move these men around the board? I'm going to go in there to win. If you happen to be in the way, poof, too bad. Your man is lost. And if I capture your queen, ho, ho, ho. That's the end of her. That's the last you're going to see of her for this whole game. But I will get up there and I'll have two queens on that board in no time at all. How are you going to do that? Because I am going to get down on your end of the board and I'm going to get my pawns and make them into queens. How can you? Oh, that's the rule of the game. But that's not fair for you to have two queens. See, right away, they are giving up and thinking that you're going to get two queens just because you tell them that's what can be done. That's not easy to do. That takes pretty classy chessmanship to do that. And when you really know how to play the game, you don't slaughter the other person. You do slaughter them, but you don't slaughter them. You go in there to be the best that you can be. If you go in to slaughter them, you're going in to be mediocre. Because a mediocre player is one who will do anything to win. A quality player is a person who goes in there and uses his skill to win, uses his genius, his awareness of what all the pieces can do. He looks at any piece on the board, at any place it is, and he can see 100 moves that it could make. He could see 100 possibilities that it could do. You say 100? Yes, because everything has additional movements just because you got one started. Now, if somebody else moves in here, then you change. You play this way. If somebody else moves in here, then you're off over playing this side. If someone comes from this side, you have all these moves in your mind. You're ready for any contingency. And you are in there to be skillful, to be a master. If you're in there and you slaughter the other man's pieces and get him off the board and kick him off the board and say, ha, ha, I killed your man. Ha, I got rid of your pawn. I got rid of your rook. I got rid of your knight. I got it. See, and the person who says those things, they already are a loser. And the reason that they're a loser is because they get thrills out of the wrong aspect of the game. They get thrills out of the slaughter of the game instead of having thrills out of their genius at play. You look at your top chess players or your top game players of any games, and they are not happy with someone else's imperfection. They're not happy with someone else not achieving the best that they can. They want to play against a good quality player. And so when they see you angrily taking their men off the board, which they allow you to do, they're getting their thrill already. Now, there's another person said something about it. They have their reward already. Winning the game would not be their reward. They have it as they go along. And you don't want your reward as you go along. You want to play a good game. But the reward of the game is what? To win. The reward of the game is to checkmate. The reward of the game is to keep the other person from winning, and you are in the winning shoes. You don't even have to win. Once you have checkmated the king, the game is done. There's nothing can be done. You might have your people at opposite ends of the board, and there's no way that the king can move to get out of check. No way. With just two pieces. Now, that's mastership playing. Sometimes with one piece. Because the men that the king had around him to protect him became a point where the king couldn't move out of check. So skill is the name of the game. Skill is the name of life. And if we want to live a mediocre life, if we want to live a less than magnificent life, then we won't learn to play the game. We will just be happy with the other people's misfortune. We'll be happy when someone else is taken off the board by our move. But that makes us happy, and that's the wrong thing to make us happy. Because if we have mediocre thoughts, we will have mediocre life, mediocre activity. Everything will be mediocre. And we want to be master. All times we want to be the master. Now, how can we be the master? By knowing the rules of the game and playing the game beautifully. Number one, we are human beings. We choose a human body. If you prick me, do I not bleed? Yes. Do you prick me? And do I bleed? No. How is that? That's not human. If you prick someone, they should bleed. At least the Merchant of Venice says that. But why? You say, Herb, what are you making a big deal about this about? At the Menninger Foundation, we had Swami Rama lay down on a bed of nails, being tested in Elmer Green's laboratories there. And when he got up, there were pricks in his back, but no holes. He did not choose to have the nails, penetrate his back. And yet he laid right down there. He let somebody sit on top of him and so forth, which should push him right out into those nails. But he didn't let that happen. That was not his thing. Other people do other things. They take a sword and they put it through their arm or through their throat. They do all sorts of silly things. They pull it out, no blood. They put it in, they pull it out, the blood. They say it bleeds or it does not bleed. They're masters of it. They've learned the technique of the game. Now, you say, well, how do they do that? Well, how does a chessman play chess and become a superior chessman? Because he plays the game. He knows the rules. Do you know the rules of the chess game? Some of them, but not all of them. Do you know the fine rules, the really exquisite rules of the game? No. Well, do you ever want to play chess? Not really. Then you don't learn them. Do you want to learn how to lay on a bed of nails and not be pricked, not have any blood be drawn? Do you want to look at your hand here and have it be three different temperatures at three different points on your hand? Swami Rama did, and they tested him in the laboratory there. Those are playing the game. How could he do that? He concentrated on this point, and he said, you're 98. He said, here you're 99, and here you're 96. And that's exactly what they are. Not once, but many times. This is a game. Life is a game. Are you ready for that game? Are you ready for all the fun that that game involves? Well, if you're not, then life is going to be heavy for you, very heavy. But if you're ready for the game, you learn the rules, you play by the rules, your life is just a ball. Now, do you want your life to be a ball? Then learn the rules. If I hold mediocre thoughts, it begets mediocre thoughts. If I think I cannot play the game because I don't know the rules, I won't play. If I learn the rules, I play a great game. Do you guys want to learn the rules? You can. Part of them is what I said this morning. If any of you are not cooperating with the program, come and tell me. And you still haven't come and told me that you weren't cooperating with the program for whatever reason. I heard it from somebody else, but I haven't heard it from you. Now, when am I going to hear it from you? Do I have to stand up there and say, you should tell me these things, you should tell me these things, or are you going to come and tell me these things without being asked? So, are you going to play the game? That's part of the game. If you're ready for it, go for it. Because I'm ready for you. Thought for today. If I hold mediocre thoughts, it begets mediocre thoughts. What kind of thoughts do we want? Fine, beautiful, dynamic, wonderful thoughts. And that's the kind I see you living today. So, have a good day, and I love you very much.